Muslim scholars and historians have noted this fact. If a nation is fair, if a civilization is fair, if you stand for justice, Allah's gonna let you hang around, whether you're Muslim or not. But if you oppress people, if you're not just, if you take advantage of other people, if you cheat other people, then your days are numbered, even if you're Muslim. And although we are called to be just and fair, Allah wants us to be concerned about justice, Allah also tells us not to publicize absolutely everything. لا يحب الله الجهر بسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما. Allah doesn't like the public mention of evil except by one who has been wronged themselves. And ever is Allah hearing and knowing. Publicizing too much evil is demoralizing. It makes people pessimistic. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved optimism. He said, لا عدوى ولا طيرة ويعجبني الفأل قالوا وما الفأل قال كلمة طيبة رواه البخاري ومسلم. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, listen, diseases are not communicable without the will of Allah. And there's no such thing as a good omen or a bad omen, but I love optimism. So they asked him, what is optimism? And he said, a good word. Why? Because pessimism, without a verified reason, as the scholars have said, it's su'a dhan billah. It's having a poor opinion of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whereas being optimistic is having husna dhan billah, is having a good opinion of Allah. And it's an expression that we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even to the point where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he saw somebody whose name meant something good, Hassan, Rashid, Muwafiq, that he would get happy. He would get happy and he would take it as a good sign that things were going the right way. Remember, the shaitan wants you to despair and give up. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have hope. We have to hit that balance, that sweet spot. We love justice. We pursue justice. But we stay optimistic and we trust Allah Azza wa Jalla. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. Be keen on what benefits you and seek Allah's help and don't give up.